Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The rain we had yesterday and last night is past us and should be coming to an end completely. We'll get a peek at the sun, but the temperatures will drop into the 30s. We'll get the full details from Pat Pagano in the Weather Center in just a few moments. Now, because of that rain yesterday and last night, the light parade in North Canaan was postponed. It will be held today. The light parade in North Canaan being held today. The lineup is at 6 p.m. The parade will start at 7 p.m. this evening. In Kent, they are seeking bids now to fix the historic Swift House, a story in the Republican American. The Board of Selectmen seeking bids from area architects interested in providing plans and a design to bring the Swift House at 12 Maple Street up to Americans with Disability Act requirements. The bids are due by January 6, 2023. However, there is a pre-bid meeting and site walk scheduled for Wednesday from 10 to 11. Bidders can register at townofkent.org. Well, a gun buyback in Hudson netted 45 weapons. They were turned into law enforcement officials on Saturday, according to the New York State Attorney General's office. Quote, "We believe today's gun buyback event was a success." That from Sheriff Donald Kraft of Columbia County. He went on to say the availability to drop off a firearm with no questions asked allows law enforcement to get guns off the street, get firearms that are in questionable condition turned in for destruction, and also affords the possibility of reuniting a stolen or lost firearm with the rightful owner. Some town meetings coming up this week in Sharon today. The Historic District Commission meets at 5:30. The Board of Finance tomorrow at 5:30. In Salisbury on Thursday at 10 o'clock, the Pope Land Design Committee meeting. At 6 p.m., the Conservation Commission. In North Canaan, the Board of Selectmen are meeting on December 5th. Cornwall today at 7 p.m., the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting via Zoom. Coming up on December 2nd, 5 to 8 p.m., a holiday party happens at the Soul Terrain Gallery. On December 3rd, from 10 till 3, the annual Christmas fair is happening in Cornwall. In Kent, the Kent Inland Wetlands Commission regular meeting is tonight at 7. Coming up on November 30th, Region 1 has an ABC committee meeting at 7 p.m. The Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store is open now, and it's open every day through December 21st. It's open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Noble Horizons Festival of Trees runs once again through this coming weekend. As a matter of fact, they have their big party on December 3rd. More information, noblehorizons.org. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad invites the community to help light up the Sharon Town Green. You can still purchase luminaries in honor of family members. Lights of Love. It'll be sold for $10 each. You can get more information from any member of the Sharon Fire Department. The D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village is hosting a holiday pop-up shop at the library during operating hours through the end of the year, featuring homemade wares by local artisans and makers, including printed napkins by Meg Musgrove, cards and prints from Falls Village artist Sarah Martinez, handmade stockings, dream catchers, and pillows from Gail Allen, cards and candles by Rika Lacer, hand-woven textiles from Undermount Weavers, jewelry and prints from Sherry Horowitz, sawmill maple syrup earrings by Frank Rusakis, a hand-blown ornament from Newell Glass, and library tote bags and puzzles. A portion of the proceeds benefit the library. The library is open Tuesday 10 to 5, Thursday 10 to 7, Friday 1 to 5, and Saturday 10 till 1. On Thursday, December 1st at 6 p.m., the D.M. Hunt Library is hosting Journey of a Young Filmmaker with Falls Village resident Yona Sadek. Midday music and meditation at the Salisbury United Congregational Church will happen on Friday, December 2nd from 12 to 12:30 at 30 Main Street in Salisbury. Merry and Bright 5K Reindeer Run and Walk will be held Saturday, December 3rd, 9 a.m., beginning at 15 Academy Street in Salisbury. And remember, it's Merry and Bright Holiday Weekend in downtown Salisbury this coming weekend. Also, the Hudson Valley Flower Farm will lead you in creating your own beautiful 18-inch wreath. That happens Saturday, December 3rd at either 11:30 or 1 p.m. in downtown Salisbury. Lots to see throughout the entire town. Now, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual ski and skate sale happens Saturday at the Lakeville Hose Company. Dates open at 8 and they sell until 11 o'clock. Residents can bring equipment to be sold this Friday from 4 till 7. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 to 11. From 11 to noon, residents can pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday becomes property of Swasa. Reminder, the Lakeville Host Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. The annual Christmas Fair at the United Church of Christ, 8 Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall, happens on the 3rd from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Sharon United Methodist Church has their annual Christmas Fair on Saturday from 10 to 4. Holiday Card and Tag Makeup Workshop with Meg Musgrove happens on Saturday from 10 till noon at the D.M. Hunt Library. Santa coming to the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon on Saturday inside the American Legion Post from 1 till 3:30. Enjoy holiday crafts. Mail your letter to the North Pole, and don't forget to vote for your favorite cookie in their holiday cookie contest. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad reminds you to light up the town green with those luminaries, $10 each. You can get information from any fire department member. The Sharon Tree Lighting Ceremony in Carols on the Green happens Saturday from 4 to 5:30. Hot cider and cookies at the Sharon Historical Society. The tree lighting in Carols will happen on the Sharon Green. Dover Recreation presents their annual Holiday Fest and Tree Lighting on Saturday at 5 p.m., the tree lighting at 5:15. It happens at Boyce Park Pavilion in Wingdale. Falls Village, Connecticut, 12 Moons Coffee House has a concert coming up Saturday, December 3rd at 6:30 p.m. with Chris Brown. There will be also an open mic. That sign-up will start at 6 p.m. A Broadway Cabaret fundraiser live in Sheffield with two performances. That'll happen at the Dewey Memorial Hall. Performances on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are by reservation only. The Dover VFW Post 5444 Auxiliary Breakfast will be held Sunday from 7:30 to 11. Support the great work of the VFW Auxiliary by having breakfast with them on Sunday from 7:30 to 11. Adults $10, seniors $8, children 10 years and under $6. Cub Scout Pack number 12 is holding a free pancake breakfast, and that will be with Santa December 4th at 8:30 to 11:30 at the Pilgrim House in North Canaan. Please bring either a bag of food for the food pantry or an unwrapped toy for a child 5 to 11. The Amenia Fire Company Parade of Lights will happen this year. The Amenia Wasaya Community Organization has put together a full day filled with holiday-related events on Sunday, December 4th from 2 to 5. It all starts at 2. Well, remember, the Parade of Lights starts at 5 o'clock at the firehouse. More information can be had from Danielle at ameniawasaic.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the week off at 34,380, the S&P 500 at 4,034.25, and the NASDAQ at 11,786.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.